Hello guys, and welcome to the very first episode of Audience of One, the podcast. It's Myrna here, and I will be your host of this podcast. I'll be your host for the show, and I'm super excited to finally be here to do this, to interact with you guys. And I pray that everybody that listens to this podcast will be blessed and inspired. And you can follow our Instagram page at audienceofone.pod. That's audienceofone.pod. And you can reach out to me, text me, send me an email. Everything is on Instagram, like, to reach out. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. Today's episode is titled, I'm Young, So What? An Introduction. And someone may be wondering, bro, what's going on? Like, what kind of title is this? What kind of introduction is this? But I felt like it captured the main essence, or one of the main messages that I'm trying to pass across with this podcast. And another person may also wonder, okay, what is the main essence, or what's the message you're trying to pass across with the podcast? Well, if you did not listen to the trailer before this episode, it's all right. I forgive you. I will say it again. The reason why I started postcard. Oh my days, you guys. I'm on a roll here. The reason why I started this podcast is actually very simple. I have a very strong conviction to help young people navigate life as Christians, especially in this generation and society where we're exposed to more of the world and less of God. Shout out to Reverend OJ Dixon for that quote, by the way. And I felt like a lot of the times young people are looked down on. We're treated somehow, I won't even lie. Like, has it ever happened to you where you go somewhere, maybe like the hospital? Me, it always happens to me at the hospital or something like that. Like, you go to the hospital, or you go to a bank, or any place that offers this kind of services, shah, and then they just treat you some type of way, like they can just finesse you because they are young. And me personally, I don't like that thing. I detest it so much, because really, just because I did not come here with my mother, I did not come with my father or my legal guardian, you cannot treat me anyhow. That's what goes on in my mind. But obviously, it's happened to me, and I'm sure it has happened to a lot of people as well. And I know it's happened to a lot of people that I know. And it's just like, constantly in society, from when we're young, we're already treated like our opinion does not matter. Like, we're treated like what we have to say doesn't count. So what's the point of even trying? You get what I mean? And like, really, when that happens, people don't realize that they are planting a very, very ugly seed in the lives of these young people. And really, they planted it in me, because when I was growing up, because of other people looking down on me, by extension, I ended up looking down on myself. So when I bought into that narrative of, I'm a young person, I don't have sense, what I'm saying will not matter regardless, I struggled with voicing my opinion. And until today, like, I've gotten better, but it's still something that I struggle with a bit, voicing my opinion and basically standing up for myself. So it really led to a struggle. Like, I was struggling. I was even struggling for months to start this podcast, because I didn't know where to begin with. And I was scared of people thinking, what would this small girl have to say to us? But hey, I was like, I stopped asking those why me questions. Like, and I started asking, why not me? Like, why can't it be me that started this podcast? Why can't it be me? Like, what is so wrong in me doing it? Instead of asking, why should I be the one to do it? Oh my goodness, I'm so scared. And I won't lie, it's been a crazy roller coaster of a journey. But I'm glad that I started and I listened. And I really didn't have a choice though, because Holy Spirit was on my matter. Like, you know how the Holy Spirit can be very aggressive. And things are just happening around me and orchestrated. Hey, English. Things were just happening around me and everything was pointing to the assignments that God had given me. But me with my coconut head, I said I will not do because I'm afraid, because I think people will not listen to me or people wouldn't want to hear what I had to say. Why? Because I'm young. But I was reading my Bible one day and I stumbled across this verse. Whistle. I say whistle. Hey, you people, help me. You help me in English. When it's struggle. As I was saying, the verse which I stumbled across and became the focal point for this episode is 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. And it says, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." So let's backtrack a bit to how I was saying the title, "I'm Young, So What?" helps pass across a message. For me, the message was, I'm a young person, but that doesn't mean I am any less of a person. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Just because I'm young, it doesn't mean I don't have anything to offer. And I'm not going to let other people look down on me or think less of me, and by extension, end up thinking less of myself just because I am a young person. And the same should apply to you and whoever you are going to share this with, because you are going to share it with somebody. Sorry, I'm a bit aggressive. But that was the main, like, that was the thing that stuck out to me. Because really, a lot of the times, people, oh my days, I just remember, you know, when we were growing up and then people be like, older people would be like, what the elders will see sitting down? The young people, they cannot see it, even if they climb the topmost part of the iroko tree or the mango or whatever tree they want to use for their analogy. And there is a bit of truth in that, because really older people, I mean, they've been on this planet for much longer, so they have more experience in terms of days and years and decades and the things that they have seen over those years, and we give them the respect for that. But a lot of the time, people misinterpret that and translate it into, just because you are young now, you don't have anything to offer, you don't have anything to tell us, you cannot come and tell me anything, like, what is it you want to come and tell me, I'm older than you, that kind of thing. But really, take a look at today's world, take a look at the world and the society that we are in. Young people are the ones that are coming up with the craziest things and are just blowing everybody's minds. So, like, shout out to every young person out there. You guys are valuable. I say you guys as if I'm not one of you. Please, you are valuable. You are amazing. You have what it takes. Like, there are endless possibilities with you. So please do not buy into the narrative like I did, that you are young and you don't have anything to offer. It's not true. You have so much. Your opinion counts and your opinion matters, and you do make a difference. So focusing on the verse, it's 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Yes, it says, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young, but be an example to all believers in what you say, the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity." And for me, like, I was like, bro, this is all I needed. Not bro, I'm not telling the Bible, bro, the Bible. Please, I felt like that was the encouragement that I needed, because at the end of the day, each and every single one of us on this planet, whether you're young, you're old, whatever status you have in society, we all have the same purpose. We're all called to the same purpose, or for the same purpose, which is to know God and to make Him be known. It's the way we go about it that is the difference. Like, that's what makes each of us unique. But we are all achieving that same purpose, knowing God and making Him known to other people. And I just felt like, because I'm young, it doesn't mean I can't step up to that. It doesn't mean I cannot walk in accordance to my purpose. I should not be afraid to do that. I should not let what other people think of me hinder me and what God has called me to do. And it's not just by mouth. That's just the thing. It's not just by mouth, though. It is really by the way you live. And I stand by the fact, or I stand with the opinion, that there is no greater way to minister to another person except through your life. Like, let me give an example. There's this girl I know. She goes to my school, or she's about to graduate now, and congratulations to her, by the way. And when I saw this girl the first time, when I got into that school, I saw her the first time. You know when you see somebody and you know that God is at work in this person's life, like, you just see the glory of God all around her, and everything that she does is to please Him, and you see that she's reaping the fruits of her labor. But you know that there's that relationship. And when she comes to talk to you, like, if you go and ask her, oh, let me not mention names, but if you go and ask her, oh, how are you doing this? Like, how do you do this? She will tell you, it's the grace of God. And yourself, you just by looking, you will know that it's really the grace of God. You know that there's something that is there. And when I saw this guy, I said, no, I want to know Jesus the way you know Jesus. Really. And I just felt like, this is somebody that is not even that much older than I am. Like, you don't need to wait until you're in your 30s or whichever age you have given yourself the benchmark before you start taking God seriously. Nah, you don't need to wait for that at all. Because this is somebody that's not even that much older than I am. Like, we're literally in the same age bracket, a bit. And I'm just like, you just look at her. You see the way she talks, the way she carries herself, the things that she does, the way she serves God. You know that it's not just perfunctory. It comes from the heart. It comes from within. And just by her life alone, she has really touched the lives of myself and other people, my other friends as well. Like, if you are looking for somebody to encourage you, you mention that girl's name. If you're looking for somebody to help you, like, you're looking for an accountability partner in the faith, you mention her name. And really, I feel like that is how each and every single one of us as young Christians should be. We are not Christians we're not Christians based on I'm just a Christian by mouth, this one, that one. But when it comes to actually living for Christ, we're shying away, we're running away. You get that? It's no, that's not the kind of Christianity we're called to do. No. We're called to be an example to believers, and not just believers, we're called to be an example to every single individual. Be you young, be you old, I'm telling you that you can be a young person, but because of the hand of God upon your life, and because you know who you are in Christ, and you're living in that knowledge of who you are in Christ, people will just, like, people from different age ranges, people from different spheres of life, people from different statuses in society, people will look at you and they will know that truly you are who you are, and you are who you say you are. Yes, that's what I meant to say. You are who you say you are. And people will look at you and they will be moved, and they will say, no, I want to know this God that you're serving, because there's something in this God that you're serving that me, I want to tap into. Really.
And I feel like that's how each and every single one of us, that's just one of the ways we are called to achieve our purpose in life. Hey God. So wrapping up the episode, I just want to give some context to the verse for today, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. And in this book, it was actually a letter. Paul was writing a letter to Timothy, like the entire book of Timothy is a letter. And he was writing a letter to Timothy, who was in Ephesus at the time. So Timothy's responsibility there was to stop those people, because there were some people that were spreading some fake gist. Spreading some fake gist and false teachings and information about God and the scriptures. And his job was to stop them and teach the people in Ephesus, teach the church in Ephesus the actual truth, the correct thing, and also to live an exemplary life, like model good living to them, so that they know that this is the true gospel and people are just giving bubble gist out there. That was his job, that was his responsibility, that was his duty. And it was very, very crazy, because I was like doing some digging, some research to try and find out exactly, like get a figure of how old Timothy was at that point. And I discovered he was between the ages of like 21 to say 30. He was in his early 20s, definitely not above 30. Like, he did not cross the 30 mark at that particular point when he was in Ephesus. So I'm like, bro, this guy was crazy young. And that's scary. So I can imagine what he was thinking and going through. Probably facing some like challenges. And at some point, I'm sure he may have felt inadequate. Like, he couldn't measure up to this job. But Paul was writing the letter to him, not just as a mentor, but also as a friend. Because him and Paul and Timothy were actually guys, you know. they were good friends and everything. And Paul was encouraging him and also instructing him, and he gave him this message and told him not to let people think less of him because he was young, but to be an example. And I just want the take home from this episode to be just that. Whatever your age is, you can be an example of how to follow Christ. Period. Like, that's all. You don't have to be the leader or the founder of a crazy huge ministry or be the CEO of a company or have this billion, hundreds or billions of dollars worth of a startup. No, we have friends, we have families, we have people we go to school with, we have people we go to work with, we have people that we interact with in our every single day lives, and these are the people that we are called to be examples to, regardless of your age, regardless of where you are right now, regardless of what you have achieved. It's not a matter of how young you are or how old you are. No, we're all called to the same purpose. And I just want to wrap up the episode by asking you this one very single important question. You're young. So what?